Welcome to Sacred Leadership. I am Sigrid Tasias, leadership coach, author, medicine woman, and entrepreneur. And you found the podcast where conscious leaders discuss and explore topics around modern business, ancient wisdom and spirituality, personal development, and success strategies to help you bring more depth to your leadership and create the life and business of your dreams while serving humanity and the earth. Today's episode is all about aligned business and holistic success. I share with you my perspective on old paradigm versus new paradigm within the business space, and I help you understand what are some of the things that may be keeping you stuck within your entrepreneurship or your entrepreneurial journey. And I also share some of the things that some people in the personal development industry are doing nowadays that I find to be very ineffective, so that you can have a look at that and choose what paradigm do you want to be running your business from, and how do you get to transition into creating a business and a life that feels more aligned, more delicious, and more spacious. Today, I'm sharing with you my perspective in regards to old paradigm versus new paradigm in business. And I'm sharing this because I've gotten so many requests from you guys that see how I look at business, how people that have joined my programs or work one-on-one with me have grown their businesses from a very holistic approach, looking at the strategies and the tools that they get to implement, but also looking at how they be, which is the thing that I think it's most important. How you be, what's your mindset, what's your emotional state, what's your physical state, what's your spiritual practice and your energy like, and then what are the actions that you're taking or not taking that are either supporting you to grow your business or keeping you stuck. And I wanted to share this because I know that there is a new wave in consciousness that it's allowing for more and more of us to step into this new paradigm within business and entrepreneurship. However, we are still a minority. There's still, generally speaking, this old idea that business has to be about hustle, push, compete, be hungry for success, do anything to achieve your goals, regardless of whether that's neglecting your needs or compromising different areas of your life that are important to you, never settle, never feel satisfied. All these ideas that we've been told and sold for so long, which is the very masculine approach to business. And I want to make a quick note here because I don't really love the masculine and feminine how most people speak nowadays about the masculine and the feminine in such a duality-driven way. However, for the sake of this conversation, I'm going to refer to masculinity and femininity, or masculine and feminine, in this way, simply because I think it makes it easier for everyone to understand what I'm saying here. So the masculine approach to business that we've been seeing up until now, that's still so dominant, is this do whatever it takes. But whatever it takes doesn't always just mean give all of you, commit to it, invest in yourself, believe in yourself, move past your fears, and get out of your comfort zone. Do whatever it takes, in way too many cases, means do whatever it takes, regardless of whether that's going to cost you your relationship with yourself, your well-being, your fun and joy in life, your relationship, your time with your children, your ability to rest and relax your nervous system, your physical and mental health, your emotional fulfillment. Do whatever it takes. There is a lot of attachment to the outcome. And it tends to be that picture, that wave, that paradigm tends to be driven by an attachment to a specific outcome. And it tends to be a type of, or a way of making business that it's from the outside in. So it's not coming from, I am driven by purpose, I am driven by service, I have gotten to understand that I already am and have enough, and yet I have so much more that I'm overflowing with that I want to give. So I want to create a practice, a business, a program, and a product that I can serve others with. It tends to come from the outside in, which is there is this place I want to get to. There is this ladder I want to climb. There is this mountain I want to get to the top of. Or there is this amount of money I want to achieve. And then I'm going to reverse engineer and find out how to do that. And the problem with doing business that way is that it can lead you to live a very miserable life. I see this all the time, and I've actually been there myself. So sharing a little bit of my story with you so that you know where I'm coming from, my first real like full-time job, I had little jobs, summer jobs, weekend jobs before then, but my first full-time job was in a corporate environment. And I saw all the people that were trying to climb the corporate ladder and neglected so many of their needs and so many of their own truths as well in order to get somewhere within that environment. And when I finally got out, luckily, blessed me, I suffered from anxiety, and that really pushed me to get out of that environment. I started working with a coach, and I realized that I did not want to leave that city life, 9-to-5 job, and that I didn't want to chase something that wasn't really for me just because society or my culture or my upbringing had led me to believe that that's what I had to want. So I got out of that environment and I became a yoga meditation teacher. And when I became a yoga meditation teacher, all of a sudden I had all these stories around how I couldn't be conscious and ambitious, how I couldn't be spiritual and also goal-driven. So I had this story that money was evil, that being organized and structured was not allowing flow in your life, and all these ideas about why I could not pursue a career that could help me have financial stability or seek for, you know, success and visibility and all those things within my career path. What I found myself then was doing all these trainings and gathering all these skills and having all these resources that I could really serve and help others with, but I couldn't really do that because I was struggling. I was struggling financially. I was struggling time-wise because I was constantly doing things, but I didn't really know what the thing that was going to move the needle was. And then when I finally, moving forward some years, I finally decided to invest in myself and hired a business coach and went all in, committed to my business. I went from 0 to 6 figures in just a few months. However, I did so at the expenses of my well-being. I traded fun, I traded spaciousness, I traded self-care for work. And all I did was work. I worked so many hours and I gave so much of myself to grow my business that I forgot or I lost a part of me that was very important to me. A part of me or my routines, my ways of being that was completely crucial for me to feel good. And I burned out. So when that happened, I remember sitting there and being like, okay, so I've seen both aspects. Like I was in the corporate environment, that didn't work. Like I was not looking after myself. I didn't have a spiritual practice. I was completely insecure. I doubted myself. I was unhappy. I suffered from anxiety. I didn't enjoy life back then. And then when I turned things around and I became a yoga teacher, yes, I was enjoying it. Yes, I was in flow. And yes, things were great. But then I couldn't really pay my bills. And I was so stressed. And I couldn't really help as many people as I wanted because I was in this constant state of scarcity and stress. And then when I finally learned the business tools and strategies that helped me create a successful business in regards to the income, the profit I was making, the impact I was making, it all went well, but at the expenses of my well-being, which also didn't work for me. I was like, I'm just done with this either or situation. I get to create a recipe to have success the way I want it to be, to have holistic success, a successful life and a successful business. And moving forward to some time where I'm sitting here now recording this episode, I now run a multiple six-figure business and I run it in a way that feels very delicious to me. I'm obsessed with what I do, with the offerings I put out there, my retreats, my group programs, my one-on-one clients, the content I create, the collaborations I do. And I'm also obsessed with my life. I'm in love with how my life, I have so much time in the morning to do my practices, meditation, journaling, gratitude, exercise, go for swims, have my little boogie dance, have breakfast without rushing anywhere. And then I do all these things for my business and I serve all these people, but I have so much time for me again. I have time within my day. I have time within my week. I enjoy what I do. I have support. I have created this way of being and working that really makes it for me, that really works for me. And thanks to that, I can serve a lot more people. So this is what I'm talking about when I talk about the new paradigm. The new paradigm is one of collaboration versus competition. It's one of tending to oneself before we tend to others, filling our own cup before we fill others. It's one of witnessing the overachiever in us, the one that wants to have more because always feels not enough, and healing that part of ourselves within so that we can know, not just within our conscious minds, but subconsciously and energetically, emotionally, that we have arrived and we are enough. It's basically creating a business from the inside out. So as I was saying earlier, the old paradigm is we create a business from the outside in. We go, I want that goal. I want that much amount of money. I want to be seen in all these magazines. I want to be featured in all those podcasts. And then I'm going to find a way to get there. And definitely we can do that. However, what I find works best, and it's something that a lot of us conscious entrepreneurs are moving into, is this new paradigm where we go, okay, I want to serve. Instead of this is the profit I want to get, this is the impact I want to make. And then the profit comes as a result of the impact that we are creating. So instead of going, I want 100K, so let me see what can I sell people so that I can have that much money. We go, I want to help as many humans as possible to feel this way. I've got this method, or I've got this experience, I've got this story that can really move people, that can really support people, that can really make a difference. And I want to use that for good. And then the profit, the income, the impact comes from that space. It's connecting to the why before we connect to the what. It's connecting to an anchoring in purpose and service before we elevate ourselves to try to climb some sort of mountain top or ladder or whatever situation. And I know a lot of women and men are finding themselves right now a little bit conflicted because business has been done up until now in that push, compete, hustle way. So we've been trained to think that that's how we succeed. So when someone comes and tells us, you know, and I know this to be true for myself, when someone comes and tells us, just let go, just trust, just learn to manifest, just become the embodiment of what you preach so you can magnetize the results to you. There's a part of us that goes, hold on, how's that going to work again? I'll make my prayer, but I'm also going to go and continue hustling so I can create those results. Like, I can't just really rest. I can't just really slow down. What do you mean slow down? I've got all these things I need to do. Have you seen my to-do list? I cannot slow down. And I know this to be true for myself because this is something that I've battled with for so long. And I'm still practicing, still getting better every day at it. So when we understand this, though, when we see the old paradigm versus the new paradigm, that helps us gain perspective. So it's not longer how business has always been done. and this new hippie way that some woo-woo goddess like women are talking about is the way that I've been told business has to be, but not necessarily feels good for me, versus the way that I feel aligned with, that other people have already proved is possible. And that, having that perspective shift, really helped me. Really understanding, okay, so if everything starts within me, if life starts within me, if my relationship starts within me, if the way I feel, the way I experience triggers, the way I experience judgment, the way everything happens starts within me, then business starts within me as well. Success starts within me as well. Wealth starts within me as well. Everything I want, I get to create from within first. I get to become a vibrational match so that my container expands and I am able to hold that which I say I want to call into my life. I am able to attract that, but not only attract it, hold it. So when I understood this, I was like, okay, so working on my mindset has an impact in my business way bigger than learning any sales script. Working on my emotional well-being, healing all the wounds within myself that are sure I'm not worthy of success, or I'm not safe to be seen, or I can't be rejected, therefore I'm going to avoid rejection at all costs, or the parts of me that feel like I am not safe to make incredible amounts of money or to own the businesswoman archetype within me. When I change that, when I heal those parts of myself, that has a greater impact in my business than any done for you client avatar blueprint shit, which I have used and I use and I share with my clients. It's still very powerful. However, when we do those things, those spreadsheets, and we do those different scripts and follow the different methods without doing their inner work, without shifting our vibration, upgrading our belief sets, upgrading not just our beliefs, but also our habits, our patterns, the ways in which we carry ourselves, the actions that we take and we don't take. Until we do that, we can't really achieve success, at least not success that's coming from a space of integrity, honesty, and alignment with how you be. And I tell you, I truly, truly, truly doubt that people that are creating profitable businesses that know deep down they're preaching things they're not embodying, they're selling things they don't believe in, they're marketing themselves as someone that has a set of beliefs or a set of values that's different to what they actually value within themselves, within their lives, or what they stand for, like really stand for. I doubt they can be happy. I doubt they go to sleep feeling fulfilled. Their egos may feel inflated. Their egos may feel very happy for a few minutes. But the thing with creating businesses from the outside in is that it's never enough. You can never be satisfied because there's always going to be someone that's making more money than you, achieving more things than you, getting more interviews than you, filling the programs and retreats with more people than you, someone that has more followers than you. There's always going to be something else outside of you that proves and confirms that you aren't good enough. And guess what's the only thing that helps you get out of that loop? Yes, you're right. The only thing that helps you is working on that within yourself. The only thing that can help you feel enough, regardless of what you achieve or do not achieve within your business, within your leadership, is to claim that you are enough right here, right now, as you are, with what you've got, with what you know, and with what you're not and what you don't know. That's actually the only way to feel satisfied, to feel fulfilled, to feel at peace within. When you create a business from the inside out, you get to the work within first. You upgrade your mindset and your beliefs. You heal your emotional wounds, or part of them. I don't really believe in like completely healing. You shift your energy, and that allows you to be and feel so good within yourself that you can then go out in the world and really serve and really magnetize people to you and really create those results and make that impact that you desire. And hear me, there's not one thing without the other. As I said earlier, when I was teaching yoga, I had all this knowledge and all these skills and all this desire to serve. And I was deeply anchored in my love for humanity. However, I had no idea of what to do business-wise. I had all these stories around money, around success, around whether I was safe or not to be seen and to show up in certain ways. And I also didn't have any tools. I didn't know how to grow my business. I didn't know how to schedule the tasks I had to do. I didn't even know what the tasks I had to do to achieve the things I wanted were. So both things are necessary. And this is why I'm constantly speaking about this new paradigm in business that is about holistic success. Because it's not just about sitting in a couch, you know, chanting Lakshmi, Lakshmi, and calling money in. I haven't mastered that myself. I haven't really gotten to have that experience of just sitting in the couch doing nothing and get all these millions of dollars coming through my door. So I can't teach that. If someone has mastered it, slide into my DMs. I would love to hear from you. But I haven't mastered that. So what I have experienced and taught people and helped people to experience is this progress that starts from within and it's matched with the actions and behaviors outside. So one of my Native American teachers, well, actually Mexica teachers that I sit in peyote ceremony with, he shares or always says, you get to meet the universe halfway. Same with the medicine. You get to meet the medicine halfway. So it's not like you go to, for instance, an ayahuasca ceremony and you drink that magical tea and then you lay down and you're like, oh, ayahuasca, heal me, cure all my problems. That's not really how it works. You get to put in the work. You get to sit up or, you know, some ceremonies with ayahuasca, you lay down, but you get to be present. You get to be intentional. You get to listen to the teachings that you receive through that ceremony and then apply them in life. You get to run your life and walk through life in a ceremonial way. Not just go and drink the magic tea and then go back to your life and do the same shit that you've been doing up until then. Talking and maybe even like, you know, making a cool point about the fact that I sit in ayahuasca ceremonies, but then not doing anything about it. And it's the same, he says, with the universe. It's like we meet the universe halfway. So yes, we get to claim and manifest what we desire, but it's not for us to sit on our couch eating junk food, watching Netflix, and just be like, oh, Lakshmi, bring me abundance. We have to do something about it. We have to align with the things that we desire. And this is what the new paradigm is all about. It's letting go of that idea that if we just do without being, we will be able to have a successful life and business, because that's BS. And we also let go of that idea that's still all paradigm, because the old paradigm is the duality. You're either constantly doing, and then you may achieve success, or you're not doing, you're living in flow, but then you're a hippie and you can't pay your bills. And this is what we're moving further from so that we can enter this new paradigm, which is I get to have both. I get to have both because I claim it. I get to have both because I am a powerful being that can create my reality the way I want it. And I'm speaking for all of us, all of you listening. So this new paradigm is about claiming that we're done with this slavery mode. That it's either I slave myself to work so that I can make something for myself, or I feel slaved in certain ways because I can't afford to live an abundant life and to have all the resources being available to me, things that are my birthright, as having shelter and organic food and clean water and clean air. I can't afford that unless I work very hard. Fuck all of that. We're moving into this new paradigm where we are claiming ourselves to be abundant beings, resourceful beings, powerful beings. And we understand that being is the first. We are human beings. We get to be first, be the embodiment of the things we want to teach, be the embodiment of the things we preach on social media, be the vibration of the things we want to magnetize and attract towards ourselves, and then match that with action. Like my Michigan teacher says, meet the universe halfway. If I go, universe, I want to have $1 million supporting people, coaching, and I'm going to sit here on my couch and just scroll down through Instagram and tell myself, you know, I'm not good enough, or don't look good enough yet, or whatever. I'm just going to watch TV, or I'm just going to sit in the forest and not let anyone know about the gifts I've got to share. And then you bring me that money. You bring me those clients. It doesn't work that way. It really doesn't work that way. We meet the universe halfway. So it's all about combining both the beingness and the action. And what's happening nowadays is that there's a lot of coaches, a lot of people in the personal development industry that are wanting to master the doing without mastering the being, not just in terms of doing action, but also in, how to say this, there's way too many people mastering sales and marketing and branding before they master their skills, the very thing they're selling. So remember the good old days where coaches used to master coaching before they master sales and marketing and branding? Nowadays, there's a lot of coaches out there that are mastering their brand, having an amazing package and like design and epic website and an epic grid on Instagram and knowing how to say the right thing with the right lingo. But then when you look underneath, there's no foundations. There's no solid foundation. They don't have the experience. They're not in embodiment. They don't have the humility, they don't have the tools, they don't have, there's nothing. There's nothing. It's like a big castle built upon very, very, very light, fragile, empty foundations. And I'm sure there's an analogy to say that better, but I forget how you say that in English. So we're going to go with that one. And what we want to do is really through that way of being, becoming the embodiment of the things we want to preach and teach, because that's how we become the greatest teacher, the greatest leader, the greatest coach, the greatest whatever it is that you do, healer. So I wanted to leave you with this. If you are listening to this and you know that there's, that you're in either or, that you're either, you know, killing it in business and things are going great, but you don't have a social life, you can't remember the last time you did something beautiful and delicious for yourself, or maybe you did it yesterday but you hadn't done it in 3 months before then. If you know that you get to really sink into a more feminine, delicious, nurturing, aligned space, if you know you get to receive more support because you're playing that lone wolf BS situation, if you know that you are building a business where you preach things or sell things, whether it's an emotion, a philosophy, but you're not fully living by it, or whether you're in completely other side of the spectrum and you're like, no, yo, I'm in flow. I'm the goddess of flow. I'm the embodiment of everything I believe in. But then, you know, you can't pay the bills at the end of the month, or you struggle to really make a living and to have the reality that you desire doing what you love, then this is for you to reflect upon. Where are you coming from? Are you creating a business from the outside in? Are you creating a business from the inside out? And also, what are some of the stories that you're telling yourself that are keeping you stuck in that place? Super important that we recognize what's keeping us where we are, so we can move past it and move through it. I believe in you. I believe in your ability to step into this new paradigm in business, becoming the embodiment of the things you wish to see in the world and expanding your container to be able to hold a bigger space for those who get to have your support. I'm sending you all so, so much love, and I'll see you in the next episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode and that you got a lot of value out of it. And I've got a special invitation for those of you listening that are conscious female entrepreneurs wanting to take your leadership and business to the next level. What if everything you thought about success was actually in the way to your true fullest potential? Starting April 6th, I will be leading an intimate group of women through a four-month journey to access their infinite potential as leaders, getting out of the hamster wheel and getting in the real game through focusing on business, not simply from a technical, strategic perspective, but from one that takes in consideration the emotional, energetic, and mental aspects that need to be in alignment in order to truly succeed in a way that feels spacious, empowered, and joyful. Within this container, you get to be fully supported, stretched, and held accountable by me, the sisters in the community, and the powerful guests and mentors that are some of today's world's most influential leaders and healers. Being in our space for 4 months creates nothing but infinite possibilities. So make sure to head to my website, www.sigridtasis.com/infinite-leadership. I'm going to leave this link in the show notes as well. And apply today for a discovery call to see if this is the right program for you.